Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. It took a Facebook post offering to get people off CERB for the owner of the Mermaid Gallery in Timmins to get any interest in a sales job. Denis Jelena says he got little traction from the Indeed website and a couple other more orthodox methods looking to fill a sales job at his kitchen and bath business. A long-term employee is retiring. He's now getting applications and understands some of the reluctance from some people, especially young mothers.
They don't know what's going to happen in September with the schools. So I've had three applicants. I'd love the job, but I don't know what's happening in September because I have two kids. That's a valid point.
Jelena says it's time to end CERB and other COVID-19 relief programs and get the workforce working again. This is a type of isolation we don't mind at all here in northeastern Ontario. Again today, while the province is experiencing galloping COVID-19 case numbers, the Porcupine Health Unit has none to contribute. Provincially, it's 510, with 83% of them in unvaccinated or partly vaccinated people. All federal public servants will be mandated by Ottawa to get vaccinated. Intergovernmental Affairs Minister Dominic LeBlanc says the feds are leading by example. He says the hope is that Crown corporations and federally regulated industries follow suit. In addition, Transport Minister Omar Al-Ghabra says vaccinations will soon be required for employees in the federally regulated air, rail, and marine transportation sectors, set to take effect by the end of October at the latest. It will also extend to commercial air travelers and passengers on cruise ships and interprovincial trains. The province is putting over $1 million into free construction training for 645 people in the north. People from remote First Nations and Indigenous communities are the priority. One project involves 20 trainees through NORCAT's training center in Thunder Bay with free lodging and transportation. The other has the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers developing a virtual training center to teach 625 electrical workers across remote Northern and First Nations communities. Labor Minister Monty McNaughton says the jobs include heavy equipment operator and electrical trades.
These are the careers that are going to be life-changing for families across Northern Ontario and for the Indigenous peoples that are going to participate. I mean, these are 645 opportunities to get a pension, to get benefits, to provide for your families.
McNaughton says the government's looking to fill the skills gap and ensuring that everyone can participate in the opportunities that are out there. For these stories and more, go to mytimmonsnow.com.